The cold snap hit Arizona's Yuma Valley, the spot where most of our winter produce is grown. Sammy Duda is a grower in the area. He says a warm December meant crops grew too fast, flooding the market ahead of schedule. This created a void when January's cold temperatures damaged leafy greens.
This is not just a West Coast issue. This has affected the entire United States and Canada.
Grocery distributors are short on supplies, and restaurants may be paying more for spinach, broccoli, and romaine. Albertsons, Fred Meyer, and even the Boise Co-op are at the mercy of the growing patterns in the Southwest.
The deserts of Arizona and California dominate many of these vegetables. It's 90% or more of U.S. supplies come out of that area. So when it gets affected, everyone in the states and Canada feels it.
Temperatures in the southwestern deserts are mostly predictable, which means the price of growing, harvesting, and distributing the nation's winter veggies is also predictable. But when a surprise weather event does happen, Duda says not much can be done to save those crops.
This crop that we're harvesting today was planted back in October. You really can't do anything on the fly. You could possibly plant it in other areas, but historically, the opportunity to plant it in other areas, well, there isn't any opportunity to plant in other areas.
He says some of our fresh produce comes from Florida and Mexico in the winter, but not enough to make up for a disruption in the Southwest. So when will vegetable supplies return to normal? Duda says his crops are planted year-round, so if the weather holds, he predicts prices and supplies will return to normal by March. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.